Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at FactorMeals.com/Listen50 and use code Listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. FactorMeals.com/Listen50. Code Listen50.
Welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter on X at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio and you want to stay up to date with everything happening here at the station, you can do so by downloading the Odyssey app. Free to download, free to listen. You can listen on demand and stream anytime, anywhere. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. You can follow him on Twitter on X at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Happy hump day. Is Wednesday. Closeout day.
I don't know if anybody, I don't know how many people actually get that reference anymore from the Geico commercial. My co-host, as he is every Wednesday, happy to have him back. He's the MC of Fun and Games here in Memphis. He's also the host of Writer Than Right Trivia Thursdays on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10:30 a.m. We will have tickets to Smoke Slam as well as tickets to an upcoming wrestling local show that we'll tell you about later in the program. The website, CerritoEntertainment.com, on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Great to be back, Jeffrey. Great to see you, George, as well. It's been a wild May so far. And big news to get into. I missed last week, so we've got a lot of TV news to unpack.
Robust on TV timeout.
On top of that, it's up front's week, so already the biggest TV news week of the year, and it's very heavy on sports. So we'll get into that later on.
We will talk about that during the next segment. We'll do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. We'll of course get into the big news of the day. Although I guess, I don't know if news is the appropriate word, but the strong possibility of John Calipari's return to Memphis for an air quotes game. We'll talk about that. Kevin hasn't had his opportunity to weigh in on the Redbirds rebrand. Temporary rebrand. We'll discuss that. Maybe get into some SEC win games. But again, a robust TV timeout coming up next segment. I believe also, for the first time, Kevin, we have gotten the actual value of the Grizzlies TV deal. So I wanted to discuss that.
Oh, yes.
Lots to get to during that. Kevin, will you be setting your DVR for the 6-part Chiefs documentary?
Is it a DVR?
That was another one that was announced today.
We'll find out. You got to tell me what app or channel.
I think it might be coming on the brand new ESPN direct-to-consumer app. So maybe we'll talk about that. Kevin tells me that Hunter Havoc left a voicemail for me. Yeah, and I'm sure that will be pleasant.
Yeah, I got a voicemail from Hunter Havoc, and we're trying to play this later on, George. I'm going to get this to you. I just got it, and I listened to the very beginning. I was like, oh my, let's listen to this on the show, because Hunter Havoc is in action this weekend. It's the Meddlesome Mayhem event happening at Meddlesome Brewing in Cordova. Very rarely do you get a pro wrestling show in the Cordova part of town, but it is happening at that brewery this Saturday night. I know Havoc's in action, so he was calling me about that, I guess. But we'll all listen to it together, and it's
hopefully we don't rack up any FCC violations with Hunter's potty mouth.
He's got to be.
We'll hope that he's on his best behavior. He can insult me all he wants.
I will call screen this. By the way, I'll make sure.
We're just gonna make sure.
Listen to it before it goes on, George. Yes.
I'll do my best.
That's always rule number one. CJ Hurt gonna join us during hour number two. Looking forward to talking with CJ. Then we'll tell your story. And we will get out of here. But it's Wednesday, so let's go to Buy, Sell, Short, or Go to Reddit. All right, Kevin, for background for everyone, if you've not been glued to the radio dial all day, which first, ask yourself why, and then make the adjustment tomorrow. But second, the context for the first prompt would be John Calipari was in town last night for Arkansas's version of whatever the road trip is. You know, the Booster Club event where the Vols, I don't know, it used to be the Big Orange Caravan. I think Ole Miss is like Rebel Road Trip.
I think it's the Razorback Road Show.
There you go. Usually they're always alliterations.
They have to be.
Or they used to be caravans.
Right.
And then I think, remember when the immigrant caravan was hot in the streets? Was that like,
oh, is that why?
I think that those caravan? People started dropping it then. Because okay, like that
Titans,
was
Titans caravan always came
right.
down for
in the Big Orange Caravan. They were all the caravans. Like, and then the people started making them into just kind of like terrible alliterations. But last night, John Calipari
at Ghost River Brewing, though, on South Main, you know, that's a great place to hang out. They got trivia tonight, and come on out.
Outstanding patio. Or do we call it a patio? I don't know.
Outdoor space. It's an outdoor space.
I mean, outstanding, phenomenal.
The screen is maybe the best outdoor screen you can get. That's not a special occasion screen. It's there every single night.
Yeah, fantastic. But during this event, John basically says the fine print, the contracts aren't signed, the fine print's not done, but it's looking like Arkansas will play Memphis in the second version of the St. Jude tip-off, whatever we called it. I think it was the tip-off for St. Jude or something like that.
I was wondering that today. I was like, what did we call it? It was the St. Jude game, the classic, the St. Jude Classic?
I know.
So it wasn't that because that's the golf tournament. St. Jude Tip-Off Classic is what it was called.
Yeah.
St. Jude. It was long.
Yeah.
Hoops for St. Jude Tip-Off Classic.
Anytime a colon's in your name, it might be a little much. So the idea would be Arkansas would be North Carolina. And John also mentioned at the event, part of what he would like to do is to bring back all of his former players and have the formal honorary, you know, the formal celebration of all that they accomplished. All right, so I will start with you. You support the University of Memphis playing John Calipari in Arkansas in this capacity.
Well, this is a quick buy. I definitely buy that. This is maybe the perfect storm of everything coming together, I would think, Jeffrey, for this game existing. That if he's coming for a charity event, makes him less as a villain. We were talking around March, right, that it felt like we just couldn't figure it out, but like the hate for John Calipari has disappeared. I mean, we know why. I mean, he's not at Kentucky anymore, so that's a big part of it. But he's kind of become, you know, and he was the underdog, right? He was the underdog of the tournament.
As we learned, that plucky little underdog, $10 million roster that they had.
Well, I mean, look, but he was the underdog seed wise.
No, absolutely.
That was the facts. It was the facts. The kind of come around on John Calipari. You know, when he was here, he was always the guy's like, I would not trust anybody else to run the University of Memphis program and get it where it needed to be when he was here. Obviously, he left under those circumstances. They replaced him with what is it? Leo, is that his name, the new coach at Kentucky? No, that's the other Pope.
Pope, yes. Yeah. But they're both Popes.
Yes.
Well, because that was when they actually, I'll give Kentucky Twitter. This was another thing we missed. I actually think Pope Day was a pretty good day on Twitter.
You know,
I kept waiting for it to turn and be like, all right, we hit either, it was going to turn one of two ways. Number one, it was going to turn with everyone that just has a problem with the Catholic Church just pointing out, well, you know, he really did this.
Right.
Knew it was going to turn that way. It's like, can he just have 5 minutes to, like, celebrate? I saw a little of that, but not a lot of it. And then I just thought it would start to get annoying and with people making the same jokes and then would just get progressively less funny. I felt like that was an appropriate amount of Twitter. Like, everyone kind of really stepped their game up. And then I thought, whoever the Fox local affiliate guy in Chicago that found the clip of him sitting in the World Series at game 05. Right. Like, how many people got involved in that? It's like, that was kind of the icing on the cake. Like, all right, we're good here. Like, that was a great way to close this out.
I agree 100%. Like, there's not many days where Twitter is fun anymore.
Yes.
Where it's
few and far between.
Useful.
Yes.
Where it was, like, useful for information.
Well, Cubs fans.
Yeah.
I hated that for them. God, I hated the Cubs getting that one wrong. Mm, that hurt.
Yeah, the Pope is a White
Sox.
Sox. Yeah. But that was great. And I do think it was interesting that because it was, we saw the patriotism come out.
Yeah.
In that, because of, you know, we have an American Pope, it was an amazing unity moment that this country needed. And we're supposed to be having if we still are able to retain these upcoming mega sporting events.
There was also something about the shock of it.
It was so shocking from out of nowhere.
Like,
it was like an RKO.
Truly out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We had plenty of those on Saturday, too.
Yeah. There was a lot of those RKOs out of nowhere. But WWE was in St. Louis.
Banger of a match, by the way.
John Cena retaining.
And I'm sure you were thrilled.
Well, I knew he would. I mean,
there was no reason for him not to.
No reason not to.
Okay, but that is the con. We digress.
No, we got off track. But yeah,
first time for everything.
Popes, lots of popes, right? They're popes of the news. But so Calipari, don't you feel like it's like this is the right time, right?
So
Memphis needs major opponents, and it could lead to Kentucky getting we get a regular game against Kentucky if the goodwill returns. Arkansas. Yes, we could be getting, because Arkansas needs to be one of those teams on the schedule. I talk about it all the time. Like, we have
the regional SEC schools.
Ole Miss, Mississippi State, they are on it. Just very recently, there was the debate about Tennessee. Not really a debate. It was just like the frustration around Tennessee. And now it's, why not Arkansas? Cal's there. If he's down for it, let's get this game, and then let's try to get a series going. Louisville, we just renewed Louisville while I was gone, right?
Yep.
Like, Louisville's back on the schedule. Let's make Arkansas that. Like, that Arkansas would be perfect.
So, I would prefer it to be a regular game. Now,
right. Well, the exhibition.
I also think that this is true. For it to be the event that I think everyone kind of deserves, where you actually honor all the guys that played for the Tigers and were part of a truly special run, I think it would be weird to do that in the middle of a regular game.
Like, would it also be weird to do it in the middle of, like, today's about St. Jude, too? So
if it gets them in the building. Like, in the end, St. Jude's always been pretty clear, like, whatever it takes to raise the most money.
Hypothetically, if this game is being pitched as just a regular season game with nothing to do with St. Jude, do you think the reaction would be different? I mean, I don't know what the reaction has necessarily been from
it's
everyone.
It's been pretty overwhelming. Everyone's in favor.
We're in favor. Because I think, is it also because Tiger fans have just been beaten down? Any good game, whether it's a real game
I don't think you can dismiss that.
Any game.
I mean, I think there's several things at play.
Yes.
Number one, time.
Right.
And as time goes on, your vitriol seems to go. And there's still people holding on to it, and that's by all means, like, as a grudge guy, I can respect that.
But
fewer people have
the animosity towards John Calipari, and if they still do, it's not nearly as strong. And it's probably more like to hate. Let's more wrestling. Let's just, if we're going to, I don't know. We're probably going to, you're not going to boo him. There's no reason to boo
him. I think you are spot on in the sense that I think everybody's been beaten down on how difficult it is just to get games. And so everyone's like,
any game,
let's go. Like, let's do that.
I think it's a fake game.
I think a part of the story is like, yeah, it never really got announced that he got fired from Kentucky. And he didn't, like, technically.
Right.
But.
I mean, he would have gotten it if he stayed another year, possibly. But
he left for a soft landing spot. Like, he did the, you know, kind of did what Josh did to Georgia Tech.
Do you think Kentucky would have been in the same spot that Arkansas was in here at the end? Do you think they would have been like the eighth? Were they eight seed? Or were they?
I think they were 10.
They were 10, yeah.
I believe they were 10 because they played St. John's, who was a 2.
So they were 10 and made the Sweet 16. I mean, do you think that's like he had some of the same players? He had some, was a different roster? And what would Kentucky have done if that was it, though? Like a 10 seed and you made the Sweet 16 with John Calipari. That would just have been a bad situation for them to be in. Because they
that would have been progress.
True,
but not on Kentucky standards.
That's on what Memphis current
if they would have got. Now, he probably would have had a a similar roster, but not the exact same. Like, right. He had to go take a few more transfers, I think, at Arkansas than he would have liked. I think he would have had a little bit different roster. The thing, though, is that would have been deemed progress, because the stat that kept getting used against him was he hadn't made the second weekend since 2019.
Right.
That would have at least been the second weekend. Now, the question I would have, though, is Arkansas really stumbled out of the gate in conference play.
Right.
Would they have done a midseason firing?
Ooh.
Like, I don't know. Because like, at that
it
point.
It could have happened with them, because it would have been, the energy would have been
right.
different. Like, the
100%.
Because the biggest win for Arkansas before the tournament was the win against Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it was all about that. That was a vibe game, you know, for them, and they were able to carry
Howard's
it over for
the finest.
For, yes. Playing, it was.
Playing to the crowd. Oh, God. It was,
and
that was
what. I'd be fascinated to see what the crowd would be. But I do think this is like, this lines up perfectly. Memphis needs opponents on the schedule. There is this new game which needs to be established. And I think this going against Arkansas with John Calipari, just think about how, and I made a big deal about, we all made a big deal about it in on this show, at least, I know, about St. John's, you know, the St. John's Arkansas matchup. But like, it gives you national attention for this game with Calipari being involved and returning to Memphis. You know, they love those returns.
I think the other...
Just as much as I do.
I think the other thing that kind of plays into it is also, I think this is probably to a lesser degree, but I think Memphis last year, having the North Carolina and having the Alabama exhibitions, if you will, those games early, like, I think that was a big reason why the Tigers... Like, the Tigers came out of the gate pretty strong. Like,
oh, yeah. It was last year also they were at the Rocket City Classic was yep. going on.
They did that in Huntsville where they took on Alabama. Like, so I think fans are a little more open to the idea of this. It also just kind of feels like, all right, everybody's kind of looking for a night where it's like, eh, we can see the guys that meant a lot. Like, give a wave. Like, say thank you. I think that's kind of the other thing.
Is it that's to me that was like kind of just like a throw in? I think it seems like Cal was using that into the like, I'll do it.
Oh, that's his.
If
that's his natural.
If you're gonna honor me,
that's his
we'll
natural
do
defense.
It.
Like, you know, it's.
I think it'd be great. Yeah,
he's very
not,
good at.
That's not what he was being asked about, though.
He's
was
very
it?
Good at making it about him while also making it about the players. Like, he does like kind of a nice balance.
Can we play the clip? Do we have the clip? Because I felt like the on the clip.
I've not seen it.
Have you not seen the clip? It's interesting.
I've read it.
I think Mike Sadie, News Channel 3, it was on your side, posted it. But it felt like he threw that into me. It was
I've
like he was being asked, like, is Memphis going to play Arkansas
all right,
anytime
let's,
soon?
All right.
I've got it.
Is he calling them free agents now? Is he officially calling?
I mean, they kind of are.
I mean, that's what they are. But, like, I wonder if he's, like, using that and saying that word. You know how he is. And he's a smart guy. Like, he's constantly saying the free agent thing to get the message across on how different it is and complicated it is to be a head coach these days. But, you know, so you say, like, yeah, we're talking about an exhibition game. You know, if, you know, this is the caveat. Like, he's not doing it if he's not being honored, it sounds like to me.
The players, his players.
I'm sorry. Oh, his.
My
if we could
players,
bring back
yeah.
his old players.
So do we have to add? Have them, so the ultimate giveaway used
like,
to be.
I would be like, but Cal, it's a, if it's a game for St. Jude, do you have to have your players be honored?
Well,
but,
like that's the thing.
Which I'm fine with.
This is a new category, though, because it used to always be when John would start referring to his team as his guys
yeah.
rather than these kids. Mm-hmm. That's when you knew, like, start betting Kentucky. Like, is it like they flipped the switch and he's right. like, I like how they're playing. My players is a new one. Maybe I guess that's just whenever he's referring to the past tense. So, like, former players, it's like my players. Yeah. The only hesitation I would say here is Cal is kind of the king of, I'll tell, you know, I've talked to Penny. Like, we've talked about a game. That is still, you're 100% right. He's still negotiating there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are terms that he wants to see met. But I mean, that's kind of,
and I don't think those are ridiculous. But
no, but I mean, like the other kind of thing that's a
and this it seems like too much. It seems like too a little too much. I feel like we could do a bigger deal on if we're really honoring the you know the teams, the Final Four team and a championship game team. It could be a bigger deal, but
yeah, I just think it's always going to be
it's going to be hard. You got to do it. We have to kind of do it. You can't wait for the perfect time. to do it or a different time. If Cal's interested and it benefits St. Jude at the same time, you're right. It's going to be the biggest. It could possibly be the biggest sporting event in this city this entire year.
I do also,
and it's not even going to be a game that counts.
I like your angle, too, of if this goes well, who knows? Like, maybe it does. Like, maybe it hits him in the feels in a way he didn't think it was going to. And he's like, you know what? Screw it. We'll play him.
Right.
For real.
Yeah, like, I don't know what Arkansas's non-conference is. Has anybody broken that down today? Of what it was like last year.
Last year they had, like, Michigan. Was that up in Indianapolis? They had, like, two or three marquee games, and then they had, like, I want to say maybe they were in the Bahamas or something. They had a tournament in, like, two or three. Like, it was fine. You weren't overwhelmed by it, but it wasn't, like, scheduling just to be good. Like, he threw a couple. Like, they had Michigan in there somewhere. I mean, it was fine.
Because like we were told, it is from, you know, the head coach of another SEC school. You know, like the SEC schools don't really need to schedule that much. We see them do it, though. And we see them especially when you're talking about, you know, well, Kentucky-Louisville is the, you know, a great example. That's why Memphis, Tennessee should be playing. But why not have the Arkansas? I think it'd be very possible to, like you said, hit them in the feels. Calipari comes back. He's got to have a non-conference schedule. How easy it is for Memphis. While some people hate him, when he comes back, he gets treated well by the people he wants to get treated well. He still has friends
I think he selectively associates with the people that,
right.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not a bad thing to show back at a place that he liked and he cared about. Like, I've come all around. Like, it's full circle. It's full circle on John Calipari. And would love to see this game. And I think it's... How many more years does he have left? We don't know. So I hope we can make this happen.
All right, so their schedule last year, they played Baylor at a neutral, Illinois at a neutral. They played at Miami. And then Michigan was in that one of those tournaments. It was fine.
It to me is as far as all the like the SEC schedule, what you know, even like Memphis Ole Miss makes 100%. You know, like, that's like, we're the same market. But but when you're talking, like, Arkansas just makes as much sense as, like, the Louisville thing. History there, you may not be in the same conference or ever in the, but it makes sense because you have such a long history and the geography connected to there. So Arkansas makes more sense than Mississippi State for the Tigers to play them every year. And
it's historically two,
but I would love to want to play them all.
It's historically two schools in the region that have always cared about basketball.
I don't, maybe Cal's probably like, this is not a great neutral site place for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's the whole, we'll play in Little Rock, but who knows?
I'm sure that would be pitched. Yeah. Yes.
let's see how it goes. All right. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Barbecue Nachos is a better nickname than Redbirds.
Ooh, okay. So last week they announced that this weekend, Jeffrey, Friday and Saturday is your chance to go. And I'm guessing they're doing it because it's Barbecue Fest weekend, which seems like I would have waited and done a different weekend because people who really like barbecue
were occupied.
Yeah, they're a little busy. Are both barbecue events going on this weekend?
I believe they're
still both also having.
I think
we still have two.
I think
which
Memphis in May is actually starts tonight, and then Smoke Slam tonight is okay. Friends and family.
Okay, so they are both still going on at the same time, which is. But if you need more, if you're somebody else who likes barbecue, but you're not involved in any of that stuff, you're gonna come support them. But
I mean, I guess you can make the argument if you're already downtown,
sure,
pop in. But I'm with you. It does feel like maybe pick another weekend, but
right. I've been an advocate. You're the Redbirds. They've had attendance struggles. They had a statement that come out, you know, telling people to come to the games. And I felt like I've always kind of felt like that the name has never been the right name to connect the city. And I know you disagree somewhat on this, Jeffrey. I feel like a name change, because you're a minor league team. Your name needs to be a little bit more
festive.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be goofy. It doesn't have to be 100% understand the market that you're in. But I feel like it needs to be a little bit more of the identity of the people that they feel like it's something to rally behind. And when you got the Redbirds name, you've got one enormous problem, I think, Jeffrey, because who do you need to go to these reps? You need families to go, right?
Yes.
And it's getting hard to get families to go downtown. It's harder to get families to go downtown because of the perception of safety. Not that we have great events with families every night of the week downtown. But trivia and bingo.
I mean, my family's going downtown a lot this week.
So, but
whether they want to or not.
But also, they don't have any carnival games or anything for the kids anymore. They occasionally will inflict stuff.
Left field's a disaster. When you and I were growing up, left field was like the absolute bomb.
Right. It was like there was a carnival happening.
God, there's not kids that aren't even throwing out their arms with the fast pitch. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a rite of passage. It was like to crow hop and throw your arm out because it was like one of the few times you could see a radar gun.
Exactly. So I don't think there's – so you're getting families is your big market, but also baseball fans, right? And I see the Redbirds thing. So if I'm a baseball fan, which I'll admit I liked it growing up, I don't watch Major League Baseball. I support the Redbirds, and I understand
Cardinals
the game.
Cardinals won 9 straight. No big deal.
But the Cardinals, like, not everybody's a fan of the Cardinals.
Yes, here.
Some people are fans of the Braves, in particular, America's team, Jeffrey.
Mm.
And the people are also fans of
the Cubs.
Of the Cubs, all these other, like, but so if you're a Cubs fan or if you're a Braves fan, you don't want to necessarily, even though it says Memphis, do you really want to be wearing merchandise of a team that you do not like and cheer for? Because that's all the Redbirds is. It's a, you know, watered down version. It's the obvious minor league, because that's what it is. It's a minor league version of a team that you do not like. So why not have a team that everybody likes, a name that everybody in Memphis can get behind? The Grizzlies, versus, they don't have a name that connects with the city, but that's different. If you're an NBA team, you're supposed to keep the name, in my opinion. But the one great thing about the Grizzlies, and we talk about it often, is that you can be a Tiger fan, you can be an Arkansas fan, you can be you can be a fan of any college and rally behind the Grizzlies. But it seems to me, if I was a fan of the Cubs or the Braves, which I'm not, I'm a fan of Ted Turner, and I do love the city of Chicago, where they're, you know, home of the new Pope, right? But I'm not a fan of those teams in particular, and neither's the Pope. Mm-hmm. He likes the White Sox. We've talked about that. But
that was kind of a baller move.
But, like,
I believe it was the Washington Post reporter said he, like, actually got him to text. He's like, there's a dispute. Were you a Cubs or a White Sox fan? One word response.
Sox.
Sox. Although that was pretty cool.
So I think that it's something that's overlooked. And it's something I've also overlooked in my I think they need to change the name argument, is I feel like it makes it less inclusive because it is so Cardinals. If you're a Cardinals fan, which you are, Jeffrey, right? You're going to support the team because it's the minor league team of the Cardinals, whether they were called whatever they were called. It's the minor league of the Cardinals, so you're excited about that. It's not going to change your connection to the team. You're going to own Cardinal stuff and stuff for this team. But it could alienate people who might be fans of other teams as far as buying merchandise and really supporting it. That's one thing, but also, like, it's generic. It's the nickname of the big league team. Like, let's get something. I don't know what it is. Even, like, I was talking with somebody who said, why not go back to the Chicks? Just go back to the Chicks. Like, that's a name that is beloved in the market. A cool logo. They do Chicks throwbacks nights all the time. Why not just go back to the Chicks?
Okay, so the only pushback I would throw out is, I don't know the politics of it. How much does being called the Redbirds keep the contract with the Cardinals?
I mean, that could be it.
So, like, I'm at least acknowledging that. I do think, though, every point you raised is valid. And while Redbirds is generic, the only problem I'm having is
it's not a
it's just
fun
something
name.
About barbecue nachos. It's like, I'm not the world's biggest fan of double nicknames, like two-word nicknames.
Oh, the barbecue nachos?
Yeah, like, it doesn't really roll off the tongue. Like, you could probably talk me into, like, the Memphis Q.
I was thinking about
that. But, like,
that.
Now you kind of got the plate spinning when I'm thinking about bringing back just the Chick's name.
I agree with you. So there's political, there's the idea. It would be revolutionary. Memphis would be going in a certain step, which I don't think would be as much pushback as we would have a few years ago. But it's very rare that a team goes and names their team today the tribute to Native American heritage, right? Like, that's usually it goes the other direction. However, they're not afraid to do. It's not like it's, you know, inappropriate to do the throwback nights and to sell those jerseys. The Chicks is cool. It's different. It's Memphis. And it necessarily doesn't have to be that. That's one example.
The question is, how old do you have to be to know that? Because, I'll be honest, we have the Sounds was an ABA team. You and I have, we have zero connection to the Sounds.
But you know,
honestly,
cool,
when they wear the jerseys, I'm over them. I'm over the jerseys.
Well, that's a whole different story. I could get into I think I'm done with special jerseys. And we
come to the right place.
Breaking down the what's wrong with the NBA is
confusing jerseys.
Confusing jerseys is a huge problem.
It really is. Is that the Pacers? Is that the Heat? I don't know.
I'm trying to.
It's a playoff game. Shouldn't this matter? Shouldn't you be wearing real jerseys?
On this note, with the special jerseys, specifically for the Sounds jerseys, you guys would not imagine the amount of incoming radio play-by-play broadcasters, guys that have been in and around the league for decades, who have no idea what the Sounds jerseys were about.
Well, I mean,
with the Grizzlies.
In fairness to them, I don't think that's common knowledge here.
You have to know your history.
I think they were an ABA team, but I'm not 100% sure.
No, Memphis had three different ABA teams, the Tams being one of them, and the Sounds and the Pros, right? The Grizzlies at some point wore the Pros jerseys as well. You have to have a vested interest in failed pro teams in Memphis.
And we got a buffet of those.
Right.
Should we bring back the Maniacs?
That would be called the Redbirds, the Maniacs. There are some names that are out there that I think are better than Redbirds, from old
Pharaohs.
Names, rejected names. Pharaohs was a great name. Hound Dogs, the name that never was.
The Pharaohs was just specific, though, to playing in the Pyramid.
True.
I don't like the Pharaohs playing in the Liberty Bowl. I know that it's still Memphis is named after the city on the Nile. I get it. Mm-hmm. But there's something about
it
playing
would still work. It would
in the Pyramid. Yeah,
when they played hits. In the Pyramid, it I was hits. Like, that hits.
Yes. Oh, for sure. No, that was awesome.
Or the Mad Dogs when the CFL came to America.
Not a fan of the Mad Dogs. The Hound Dog, the Hound Dogs, which would be what we now refer to as the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We were halfway there. Why did we pick Mad Dogs? We had Hound Dogs there.
That is a question of were we saving it?
Well, we were also very aggressive.
I don't know if Hound Dogs is that great.
We were aggressive in the 90s. Remember, everything had to be extreme. Everything had to be
mad. And
we were very aggressive in the 90s.
Well, Hound Dogs to me, I think was an awful name for the NFL team that we were trying to get, but it's a great name for minor league.
Yeah, no.
What
is it? Montgomery's the Biscuits. I think that's
and
elite.
Showboats, which we currently have again. The Showboats, fantastic name. I think it's a great name. Would have been a great name for, it was a great name for the Renegade Football League they were in the 80s. Could have been a great basketball team name. Showboats is a great name. But which goes to show, there's great names that could be out there. Redbirds, nobody is saying is putting it on a list of that. And it's no offense. It's just the nickname.
No,
it's,
you're
100% very bland.
I'm a Cardinals fan. I agree. It's just super generic.
And would an overall name change work? I got a text saying, call them the Barbecue Chicks. The Barbecue Chicks. Maybe we get Crystal's on board to sponsor. But the
by the way, Crystal's.
Crystal's
new,
Chicks.
Crystal's new fries. They're elite.
They get new fries. They always get new fries.
Yeah, but normally I think when most people go with new fries, usually not improved.
Right.
Crystal really stepped their game up. Because I think when everyone else started going to those healthy, natural cut fries, by the way, they're French fries. They're not healthy. Stop trying to fool us. Crystal kind of leaned into listen, y'all aren't here to eat right. You're not, they're definitely more carbs. I would imagine they have more carbs in them now. Just a side note.
All right, I'll have to check those out. I love Crystal's. You're the best small burger fast food chain without
Suck
question.
Suck it, White Castle.
But I'm gonna buy that the barbecue nachos is a better name because it is more Memphis and it's more inclusive, Jeffrey. And I am officially starting my Redbirds. Chain. And then you're right. They may contractually be unable to do so.
Right.
And that would be an issue.
I do think you make a fair point on buying merch. I get it,
and you could make money off of that merch, and it's different. You can see the red stuff from afar, but I don't really like the name Barbecue Nachos. I'm not advocating for that one to be it.
Yeah,
I believe they did.
I'll buy a name change. Barbecue Nachos. We got a workshop.
They had like the ribs before. Like I like that. That it does seem minor league baseball to try to figure out the food thing. Like
what's
you're saying,
gimmick?
The Q,
yeah.
Because like your mascot, everybody loves the rib mascots and. And that you would see playing basketball at the grip.
Especially when they fight.
Right.
Yeah, we love that.
And so, like, that is a cool, very Memphis mascot to take your picture with, you know? Would bring your kid to the game and take a picture with the giant barbecue stuff. So, anyway, good luck. Go see him this weekend. And I'm sure they'll wear the jerseys again. And I bet the Chicks Knights are on there. But Chicks would be something to think about as well. If I, you know.
I don't hate that idea.
But I think it would be tricky.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got the TV timeout coming next. We have seen an actual figure for the Grizzlies and their TV deal. We've found out the pricing for ESPN's direct-to-consumer ESPN. Also,
oh yeah,
maybe McAfee's feeling the heat. Talk about that. A lot to get to in the TV timeout. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at FactorMeals.com/Listen50 and use code Listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. FactorMeals.com/Listen50. Code Listen50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The all-new VIP Play app is live. You can get it wherever you get your apps. That means you will have over 200-plus leagues to wager on and all your favorite bet types. Also, you've heard of Live Now, but you've not experienced Live Always, but you can do so on VIP Play. PGA Championship starts tomorrow. I have cooked up a special parlay for the PGA Championship. If you've been watching recently, PGAs are just all for just for the big sticks. So we're taking Rory, Bryson, and Scotty to all finish in the top 10. Even if you're someone that goes, well, Scotty's not really that much of a big stick. Ball speed's at 181 miles per hour right now. Also, Scotty's played in 5 PGA championships and finished top 5 in 4 of those 5. So I like Rory, Bryson, Scotty all to finish inside the top 10. That's been boosted from 425 up to 500. So you can go play along with me over at VIP Play. Also, you can rest assured with the VIP guarantee over at VIP Play, because that means that everyone's going to get 24/7 customer support from real people, and you're also earn entries into the Players Club sweepstakes with every bet, and you're even able to cash out a bet for a full stake if the line hasn't changed, and much, much more. Go claim your VIP Play welcome bonus when you make your first bet of $5 or more. You'll get $100 in bonus bets instantly. All you've got to do is use the partner code Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, A-U-D-A-C-Y, when you make your wager. VIP play, it's live in Tennessee. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and located in Tennessee to bet. All right, Kevin, we got a robust.
Yeah, a fast-paced edition here as we go through.
All right, where would you like to begin?
All the TV news.
I'll let you go.
Well, I mean,
I'll let you cook.
It's interesting app news, right? We got a lot of app news coming through this week. So there's the HBO and there's ESPN. I thought it was funny what ESPN announced that they're going to call their app ESPN, but apparently they were possibly thinking about calling it something else.
So they were originally considering Flagship. I'm not sure if Flagship was what they were considering when they were going to have the all-in-one app, you know, with Fox and I think it was Fox and Turner. Or Warner Brothers Discovery.
I don't know
if maybe that was going to be called the Flagship. Sports. And then when that fell through, they decided to differentiate. But they're just going with ESPN.
And we're talking about streaming app, to be specific. Obviously, they're still on the ESPN app,
the direct-to-consumer.
Oh, is it? But finally, you can buy ESPN without having to have cable. They're calling it ESPN. Which it's seeming to be a trend with
I think everyone just wants their name in it.
Right. They should be. Like there was we were doing everything plus and or max, and then it kind of got let's get creative with it. And we saw that with NBC with Peacock.
Please,
which
Peacock.
I was telling you before the show, I felt like Peacock is the only one that to me seems to work as far as let's go with a different name. I don't know. And I don't know why. I was trying to figure out why
I think it's because they have the most identifiable logo. Like, because it's not as popular anymore, but they
CBS
used to...
CBS called There's the Eye.
Yeah.
They could have called it,
I think a lot of us look at it like, is that really an eye? What is that? Like, and then Fox is just letters, and ABC is just letters in a circle.
Yeah. We're spending a lot of this hour number one here today talking about what to name things. But let's go back to ESPN in a moment. But HBO, the other news is HBO. We've finally gone back to HBO Max. It's fine. Like HBO Max was HBO Max. They dropped the HBO, which I think was one of
originally HBO Go.
Right. That's true. You're right.
HBO
and
Go.
For me,
then
they were both HBO Go and HBO Max.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure out which one I had. But I would download the wrong app.
To have HBO Go, you had to be an HBO subscriber,
right, and then Max
linear.
Was this. Why they thought this all needed to be so complicated? I really do not understand. And ESPN has made it so complicated. It's been a frustrating decade of where is the ESPN programming at? If it's ESPN Plus, I thought I was paying for this, but I'm not paying for this. It's finally going to be at least simplified a little bit, even though the price tag is high. But HBO back on the name for HBO Max, which I thought should have been a fireable offense for anybody running, which is, of course, Warner Brothers has merged with Discovery. And, there's a lot of brands coming together. And even before that with Turner and AOL and all this stuff, like eventually slowly merged. And they had an identity crisis for a minute. But they had the most valued, to me, the most valued, even though HBO is not technically TV, right?
It's HBO.
Right, it's not TV, it's HBO. Like, that was the most valued brand, I thought.
Also a great Simpsons joke.
Right.
It's not just TV. It's more expensive.
But that's the thing. It was the most valued brand in television, I thought. HBO, and ESPN's up there. But like, HBO was, why everybody, like, Jeffrey, you know this. Like, you knew you were an adult. You knew you were an adult, and you felt successful when you were able to just order HBO yourself. Like,
yeah, I mean,
feel like it was a point of pride that you were an HBO subscriber.
Only somebody's had HBO.
Right, and it's not like it was hard to be that somebody, right? It didn't matter. It didn't matter where you lived. If you lived in a big house, or you rented an apartment, or lived in a trailer, wherever you lived, but if you had HBO,
knew somebody had HBO,
you knew that
that person was immediately the top of the food chain.
So HBO is a special thing, and everybody aspired to be an HBO subscriber. So why they would take HBO off of something that everybody wanted to subscribe to? Everybody wanted to subscribe to HBO. And so they're putting it back.
Kevin, marketing people have to justify their existence.
But Jeffrey, like, do you remember that? And it's still, I think we still live in this era, but you would drive across America, anywhere in America, and you would drive by a hotel or a motel, free and what HBO. Would it say on that sign? It would say free HBO. Did it say free Max?
No.
No. It did
well, then
not.
I think free Max would be like, what?
Cinemax. Sometimes they did. You give you free Cinemax.
Well, no, but
so
it's also
would.
Like, if it's free
HBO
Max.
HBO and Cinemax. Yeah.
I didn't know Max was in jail. Which Max is this? Like, you know, like.
Oh, you thought it'd be a political statement.
Yeah.
Of, like,
yeah. I mean, if it put free Max.
Maybe he was the local basketball player sitting on the bench and they weren't letting him out.
I mean, it's objectively hilarious because anyway. I still can't figure out how David Zasloff still makes as much money as he does and is employed. It is funny to sit there and go, they're just going back to HBO Max. But then you take a step back and you're like, wait a minute, what's really going on here? And you realize yet again, this is going to be poking the eye of the customer. What they're going to do is, if you are somebody out there that has been watching TNT games, TBS games, if you've been watching sports through Max, enjoy it
Which
while
I
you
have,
got
yeah.
it. Because it's very obvious to me what they're going to do is, they're going back to HBO Max is going to be the movies and the HBO programming, and then they're going to spin off the Turner side of it where you watch sports, and that will be a different app.
Right. So, they're just not the way to go. I think the bigger the apps are the conglomerates is what we need, but because that gives you the more value. You need the value. You need the live stuff on your app. And you need the quality programming and the quality movies. You need a little bit something for everybody. I don't think I ever watched the Discovery. I know the Discovery stuff is there. Oh, Discovery stuff is there on HBO Max, but
it's where you can watch the Bourdain stuff.
Yeah, but
it's where anyway. Aaliyah watches old Pioneer Woman.
So let's switch back over to ESPN. So ESPN is finally getting their app, and I've had this conversation with members of my family. They recently cut the cord, and I said, ESPN is coming out with a direct to consumer app now. So you'll be able to get all the ESPN channels. You can pay for that directly, so you don't have to pay for cable or satellite, and that helped push them in the direction of saying, all right, we'll go ahead and cut the cord. And they're already paying for you got to pay for the Grizzlies. You got to pay for your local sports team, but now the direct-to-consumer price to get the ESPN app announced this week and amongst all of this big TV news, how much is it going to be, $30 a month?
$29.99. Now, Kevin, if you were hoping that this would maybe lessen the confusion,
uh-oh.
I got
There's
bad news for you.
That's what I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm. This, according to Sports Media Watch, titled ESPN, as reported last week by CNBC, the service will cost $30 per month, $300 per year. So I guess you can buy the whole package for the year for $300 rather than and save, I guess, what would that be, $60? When it launches later this year. The price tag makes, air quotes, ESPN less expensive than general VMVPDs. Does anybody know what that acronym stands for?
What does it stand for?
Let's see if I can do it. I think it's Virtual Multi-Channel video. I'm gonna look it up.
All right, I
think I got three of them. It's Virtual Multi-Channel Video Programming Distributor.
Okay, but like, if I'm paying $30 a month for this new direct-to-consumer ESPN, am I getting all the stuff that was on ESPN Plus? I'm guessing I am.
The service will include ESPN Plus, which will be renamed ESPN Select. So I guess pour one out for ESPN Plus.
Oh, that is sad.
ESPN Select will also remain available separately for its current price of $12 per month. Previously, a version of the post said that ESPN would upgrade ESPN Plus to the new ESPN app, but that was based on misreading the press release, according to Sports Media Watch. Quote, from ESPN, existing ESPN Plus subscribers will automatically become subscribers to ESPN's new service, but the new service in question is just ESPN Plus with its new name. So ESPN Select.
So you can still subscribe to Select separately.
Correct. The price tag for ESPN does not exceed other direct-to-consumer.
But I guess you need that, right? So if you have cable and the Tigers are playing on ESPN Select now, you still don't have access to that, but so you have to subscribe to that. Is that the theory?
I think
you're gonna watch the Tigers. We got to figure out how to watch the Tigers, and they're gonna be playing on ESPN Select now.
What ESPN?
Which is gonna? My goodness, get ready for the phone calls here. What channel is that? What are these
gonna be different apps?
I don't know. Is it gonna be different than the regular ESPN app? If you're old school and you have like an ESPN app to look at your scores or something.
Well, like my deal is, okay, if I'm an ESPN Plus subscriber, soon to be an ESPN Select subscriber. I wouldn't think, though, if I'm just subscribed to that, so say I didn't want to pay the $30, I wanted to pay the $12 a month, I wouldn't think that I would have access. Maybe they're blacked out.
Like, you're not registered. Like you get on Disney Plus a lot for games and Hulu content, and at least it's centralized a little bit, even though if you don't have access to all of it. But the, what did we do? Does it have the bundle information? Because you will be able to bundle this $30 with. And this is something else where we disagree on, right? I heard the $30 and I was like, wow, that is a lot of money for a streaming service. And you said, well, that seems like a great deal.
Well, in the sense of, okay, if you're really, my understanding is you're going to get every game that ESPN produces.
SEC Network, all of them.
Now, that's the one question. I don't know about the regionals. I don't know about.
Do you count? Do we count that? I guess it's a regional.
So I don't know if you're going to get ACC Network games or ACC Network Plus. Like, I don't know if. But you are going to get ABC, ESPN, ESPNU, rest in peace. the U, ESPN News, which now is actually just the Ocho. I don't know if everyone's been keeping up.
What?
All ESPN News is now is just a place to start a game when another game is still going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're doing now is they're like showing that and air guitar. Well, there's pillow fighting last week, Papa Shot. It's literally the Ocho.
Okay, it's kind of like a ESPN Red Zone-ish channel then. If they're just always like throwing stuff on there.
Like they throw
the part of the game you don't want to see, the beginning of the game.
Right, but it's not even Red Zone. They're not bouncing around. Right, they're just showing you like, okay, well
put it over there, and then it goes away.
This game starts on
the
news.
There's an overlap.
It's like the place where the game starts, and then it's just the Ocho.
Well,
it's steep, but at the same time, like,
What do you think, George? I mean, $30, does that sound like a lot? It's not much if you get to cancel cable, right? If you can cancel cable and save $90 to $100 something a month that you're paying on cable, you only have cable to have ESPN, and you can cancel that. I think that's what they're thinking, right? Like, you can cancel cable now and give us $30, and look how much you save. You save $70 a month. But if you had cable, you also had the Turner channels. You also had the CBS channels. So you're going to have to get other apps, which then is going to just add all the way back up there anyway.
So
$30 a lot, George? Where are we at?
$30 is a lot. I mean, honestly,
I weirdly trust ESPN's pricing.
How much is Netflix without ads? It's $19, I think.
It's something like that. You'd probably know better. But that's the thing. Like
17.
I would be more inclined to just do the $300 a year, and just shave off that extra.
Oh, so you get the yearly cost, which is a great way to save. To pay,
like if you're going to pay it anyway, you know, you might as well save where you can. That's what I do with.
All right, so
MLB
according
Network.
To Netflix, the standard. So I guess that's the one that gets ads. $7.99 a month. Then you have standard without ads. I don't know what that means. That's $17.99 a month.
Yeah, that's the 7-8.
You get to add one extra member for $6.99 a month with ads for $8.99.
So about 18. It's $18 though.
But then
they
have, what is Netflix Premium? That's $24.99 per month.
I have no idea what that is.
Doesn't Netflix carry like gaming now on there?
Okay,
like, can't you actually play games?
I'm not.
Did you see that story? What Netflix was talking? You know, Netflix is changing their menu bar, so they're moving the menu bar. They haven't done this in a long time, from like the middle to the center, like that is on Apple.
That's
TV
literally
Plus.
A South Park joke.
And they're making
when Cartman has the Washington Redskins, the Washington Redskins company,
right,
and he does the Steve Jobs interview. The exciting new changes they made at Washington Redskins. They moved the couch from the left side of the room to the right.
That's literally what Netflix is. This is and they're doing their app's gonna be more like TikTok, which I'm very excited about. Not really, but
is this progress?
This is what's happening with Netflix. I don't know. Somebody came up with, we got to play these trailers automatically, and it was annoying at the beginning. But now you're like, why are they not showing me a trailer for this?
Well, that is why. What is it? If I'm watching YouTube on a Samsung TV, I do get the autoplay. But if I'm watching downstairs on Apple TV, it doesn't autoplay. And you're right. Now, it used to be like, I didn't want to hear this. But now it's like, wait, where's the preview?
Why is that not starting?
But so also on ESPN, so this...
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.